Chicka Chicka Boom Boom indeed. Positive reinforcement at Mobile's George Hall Elementary mirrors praise coming in from around the country. At least 95% of the students here consistently score at or above grade level in math and reading. Educators from other districts come to observe and learn. It's been a national blue ribbon school, a state torchbearer school, and according to tech giant Intel, it has the best elementary math instruction in the United States.
Chicka, chicka, boom, boom!
But it wasn't always like this. Before 2004, its chronic low-performing status, behavior problems, and failure to teach the most basic skills was the norm. Principal Terry Tomlinson says 99% of George Hall students are black and poor.
Most of the homes are substandard. The average education of our parents is somewhere between 8th grade and less than high school graduation. Most of our parents are single moms or grandmothers raising children. And this is generational poverty.
But in 2004, the district cleared out almost all the staff, brought in Tomlinson, and recruited highly qualified teachers. The new staff had to have a strong work ethic and a belief that all kids can learn at a high level. But this was just the beginning. Even after the neighborhood saw staff clean and paint the school all summer, there was mistrust. Here's Title I specialist and writing support teacher Melissa Mitchell.
They just saw us as change, and a lot of times in generational poverty especially, change is not well received. It's scary, and they didn't know our intentions.
It was also unnerving for staff.
The first quarter of school was very scary, and I didn't anticipate the anger that was going to come toward us. I was verbally accosted constantly.
She says parents were reacting to an overhaul of school procedures, basic things like locking side doors during the day. But Principal Tomlinson says the mistrust had a deeper source, too.
We were a predominantly white staff and a white principal who came into a black school with a predominantly black staff and a black principal, and it was hard for it not to be racial, and there were threats.
Including a knife stuck in the ground on school property, and
we were egged. They took dead fish and rubbed it all over the bricks and shrimp, and it was awful.
This points to an often forgotten fact. Though George Hall is a model now, the turnaround was hard. The district tried to transform four other failing schools that year. None were as successful as George Hall, and community mistrust was just one complication. Here's Danny Goodwin, head of the Mobile branch of the Alabama Education Association.
Teachers were hurt. They were being blamed for problems which were societal. There was no effort to find out whether anybody was doing a good job, a poor job, a wonderful job. It was just all y'all go.
Goodwin still criticizes the way the transformation was handled, but that's mainly fallen by the wayside.
It is an example of what can be done, and they have done a wonderful job there, and I want everybody to understand we were very proud of their accomplishments.
The community around the school now supports George Hall, too. So, how exactly did the staff achieve success so undeniable that no one wants to argue with it? We'll find that out tomorrow in the final installment of our series on Turnaround Schools. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.